This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Democrats are moving to make South Carolina, not Iowa, the first voting state. AP correspondent Norman Hall explains.
Democrats have voted to remove Iowa as the lead-off state on the presidential nominating calendar and replace it with South Carolina starting in 2024. Iowa had the slot for more than four decades. The change is favored by top party leaders and President Joe Biden to better reflect the party's deeply diverse electorate. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
To him, respecting our diversity as a nation and breaking down barriers for all our people is a foundational principle.
But the vote by the Rules Committee faces serious pushback, with some states vowing to ignore the changes altogether. Norman Hall, Washington.
The World Health Organization said Friday it still does not have the unfettered access to Ethiopia's northern Tigray region stipulated in a truce signed a month ago. The Ethiopian government and regional forces from Tigray agreed on November 2nd to cease hostilities. It was a dramatic diplomatic breakthrough 2 years into a war that has killed thousands, displaced millions, and left hundreds of thousands facing famine. Troops from Eritrea to the north and forces from the neighboring Ethiopian region of Amhara to the south fought alongside Ethiopia's military in Tigray, but were not party to the ceasefire. A local office of Nigeria's electoral body has been set partially ablaze, according to the commission on Friday. The latest violence comes less than 3 months ahead of next year's presidential ballot. Nigerians in February will elect a successor to President Muhammadu Buhari, who's stepping down after two terms in office. More on this story at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. The jobs market in the United States stayed strong last month despite high inflation and an economy that's growing slowly. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Employers added 263,000 jobs last month, down slightly from October. But all told, it represents a substantial jump given the Federal Reserve's aggressive interest rate hikes as it tries to stem decades-high inflation. As employers keep hiring, paychecks keep going up. And the combination of more jobs and higher wages could complicate the Fed's inflation fight. Sagar Magani, Washington.
French President Emmanuel Macron on Friday visited New Orleans, a city emblematic of historic Franco-American ties, to promote the French language and conclude his state visit to the United States. The French president, on the third day of a U.S. trip that included a lavish reception at the White House a night earlier, strolled New Orleans' historic French Quarter and held an unannounced face-to-face meeting with Twitter owner Elon Musk. Macron said the two had a clear and honest discussion during an hour-long meeting, and he conveyed to Musk his and Europe's concerns about content moderation on the influential platform. After the meeting, Macron tweeted that Twitter must make efforts to comply with European regulations, including transparent user policies, reinforcement of content moderation, and protection of freedom of speech. A U.S. passenger was killed when a big wave hit an Antarctic cruise ship. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
Authorities say a woman from the United States was killed and four other passengers injured when a massive wave struck the Viking Polaris ship on an Antarctic cruise. The boat was sailing toward a port in southern Argentina at the time. Authorities say the 62-year-old was hit by broken glass when the wave broke cabin windows late Tuesday during a storm. Viking called it a rogue wave incident and said injuries to the four other passengers were non-life-threatening. I'm Shelley Adler.
A second Indiana judge on Friday blocked the state from enforcing its law banning most abortions after Jewish, Muslim, and other non-Christian women challenged it in a lawsuit. A Marion County Superior Court judge issued a preliminary injunction against the law, which prohibits abortions with limited exceptions for rape, incest, lethal fetal abnormalities, or a serious health risk to the mother. The plaintiffs have argued that the measure infringes on religious freedom protected by another state law. The law had already been on hold as another judge in September blocked Indiana from enforcing it. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.